and welcome to Graveside Chat. This is the very first episode of Graveside Chat, which is kind of a glimpse inside the inner sanctum of Arcane, the production studio behind the Frightmare Theater podcast. My name is Nathan Shelton. I am one of the creators of the Frightmare Theater podcast, and I continually voice Dr. Necropolis on the show, as well as other characters on the show, and have written many episodes. Joining me here, we have, just take it away, Heath.
Hi, my name is Heath Hillhouse, and I am also a writer and performer for Frightmare Theater. I wrote the episode Knock Knock from our first season, and also voice Al the werewolf in the Frightmare bits. I'm an aspiring horror novelist, playwright, so I'm very intrigued by all sorts of different types of horror. This podcast has been amazing, and I'm really looking forward to talking about some films with y'all.
My name is Andy McMurtry, and I help write some of the scripts and do some voice work on the show. Play the announcer in the main appearing cast, and right in our hometown of Missouri still. And that's about it, I think. So you take it the ball now, Alex.
I think it's called like popcorning when you, at least it's a new thing. I think people are being worried about popcorning. I'm Alex. I'm actually in New York right now, so I'm in a totally different time zone. I was added to the staff writer team last summer, I believe, and I've got one episode that'll be featured at down the road in our second season.
Yep, and so we've got two people coming in from Springfield, which is where the whole show started. We've got me actually coming out of Chicago and Alex in New York tonight. So four of us out of the original nine members of the writing team for Frightmare Theater joining. And just a little quick history for everyone out there. We came together on this project, but it's not the first project that we've all worked on together. At various times, we all have a tie with Missouri State University. Some of us started when it was still Southwest Missouri State University in the theater department. Heath and I met back in 2000. Just the year 2000. In the year 2000. Met back all the way in the year 2000 in Acting 1 class. And then the next year, Andy joined. You came in 2001. Is that right, Andy? 2002,
I think. Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of years later, Andy joined the department, and we started working together in some movies and things, and all were there. And then a little bit after that, Alex came in. And were you a grad student when you came in, Alex?
I was a grad student starting in the fall 2006.
Okay, yeah. So I think all of us, were you still there, Andy, at that time, or had you left?
I graduated in 2006.
Okay. We all have ties to that, and we kind of came from the theater world, all had an interest in horror, and I think all of us come to this from a variety of different places. Like Heath mentioned, he is a horror novelist, and we used to play role-playing games in college, Vampire the Masquerade, and had this game going for 9 years or something that we did that was just amazing.
Nerds!
Yes. And Andy actually loves horror so much that Andy was actually a local Southwest Missouri horror host that was quite popular in our hometown, Springfield, Missouri, Queen City of the Ozarks, as a horror host. Andy, do you want to actually talk about that? Because that's pretty interesting. You should give the listeners a little bit of knowledge about.
Yeah, it was Uncle Gregory was the character I played, Uncle Gregory Horror Hour. And we got
the
it
new
all.
Uncle Gregory.
New, Horror. Yes, as opposed to the old one. Yeah. And it was on local TV for a couple of years. Started off as a YouTube series, and we were just glad to reach that main goal of getting it on television here.
Yeah, and Andy's love, Andy, I mean, your love for like classic horror movies and cheesy horror movies and things like that You did all of that. You did all the editing and everything and putting that show together.
Yeah, pretty much what you're doing now. So,
well, it's different. It's a little different in the audio world than it is in the video world. And at least I've got, you know, all these great people helping write the show together to come up with the ideas. But you, yeah, when you did that show, that was very impressive. And you can go back to that area and ask anybody. Everybody knows who Uncle Gregory is, or was, I should say. God rest his soul.
Yes.
But yeah, and so, you know, that voice, the, you know, your voice in general, we had to get it on the show. It's a perfect voice for the announcer. So Andy's a co-producer on this, and we're really glad to have him on that. So and then Alex, you know, super excited to have, we kind of rekindled because Alex had moved out to New York, and then we were part of the I hadn't talked to you in actually a couple of years, and we were on that horror movie group on Facebook that our friend in New York was hosting every week.
Yeah.
And Alex always had the best comments, like the best things to say about the movies, the greatest one-liners and all this stuff. And I was like, man, Alex is awesome. And I forgot just how much you liked horror and stuff. And so I'm like, I wonder if I was looking for another writer. And I was like, we don't have anybody representing from New York. So I'll reach out. And luckily we were able to nab you as a writer on the show. And we're very excited to have your very first episode coming up in season two called Homecoming. So that'll be very exciting. Is that episode 6, right? I think
so. Yeah. Episode 6.
Yeah. Episode 6. So we're very, very excited about season 2 coming up, but until then, we're going to keep strong every month with this Graveside Chat for all you guys out there. And, tonight we're kicking it off with a top 5. We thought that would be the best way to start this thing is top 5. What? We were like, oh my God, what are we going to talk about? We could talk about literally anything, but we decided, you know, top 5 horror films. And I think we each came at this in a little bit different way, which is interesting, but we're going to go through our top 5. And I would like for us all to also kind of explain a little bit about how we came up with our top 5, because we might have different reasons. So, and that's just as important, because all this is subjective anyway. And we'll just chat movies for a little bit. So all the movies that we talk about, guys, I will make sure that I put the links to either the IMDb or like a trailer or something in the show notes for you. So if anybody wants to get interactive with this bad boy later on, you're welcome to. But let's start it off right now with Alex. What is your first of your top 5 favorite horror films?
So I went about this like if it suddenly popped up on streaming or some channel, would I hit play immediately? That's where I came from with this. So one of mine is, it's called Night of the Creeps. Yes. I love it so much because, I mean, Tom Atkins alone is, makes it worth it for me. Because yes, he's got he's attached with a catchphrase. Like, that's perfect. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's that movie's amazing too. Has everybody seen Night of the Creeps?
It's been so long, but I know I have a long time.
Yeah,
ago.
It's a Fred Dekker film, so precursor to like Monster Squad and things. And the cool thing about that movie is that it has affected so many other movies down the line. Most notably, I would think Slither. James Gunn's Slither is almost directly copied from half of that movie's plot with the alien slug things that are bringing people, turning them into zombies. I mean, that is right out of Night of the Creeps, but it's got that amazing 80s flair to it.
Yeah.
That movie has everything. It's got aliens. It's got like slugs. It's got zombies.
I remember when I was younger, they advertised that movie for the afternoon movie of the week or something,
like on a horror host program.
Yeah, well, no, they just, it was just a random, you know, movie during the afternoon. And I remember they showed the clip where he knocks on the door and he says, well, good news, your dates are here.
Yes.
Bad news is they're dead. And that actually didn't make me laugh. It actually frightened me. Yeah, I was a little too young.
Yeah.
And I think that I must have tuned in and watched at least the end where that happens. And that stuck in my mind.